I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey there, and welcome back to Random Thoughts from A. I'm Alex, and this podcast is basically my brain out loud, one thought at a time. Today's thought is something that's been sitting with me lately. And it's okay to not be liked by everyone. Sounds simple, right? But if you're a recovering people pleaser like me, it's anything but simple. I used to try really hard to be likable, like really hard. I'd overthink texts, rehearse conversations in my head before they even happened. If someone seemed off, like energy off, I assume I did something wrong. And if someone didn't like me, it felt like failure. But here's what I've been really learning. Trying to be liked by everyone is a guaranteed way to lose yourself. You start editing yourself, your personality, turning parts down, playing others up, all to fit what you think someone else wants. And the worst part, even then, someone still won't like you. But no matter what version of yourself you present, someone will always have an opinion. Let's be real, we don't like everyone we meet either. And that doesn't make those people bad. It just means we're not a match. So why are we so afraid of being unmatched by others? The truth is, we're not supposed to be for everyone. We're not universal charges. We're people with edges and quirks and values that won't align with every room we walk into. And that's a good thing. When you finally accept that not everyone will like you, you create space for something better. Authentic connection. The kind where you're not filtering every word. The kind where you don't shrink to make others comfortable. The kind where someone sees you and really sees you and says, yeah, that's my kind of person. But you can't get there by being a chameleon. So if you've been bending, stretching, or shrinking yourself just to be more digestible, I see you. But you don't need to do that anymore. Let people not like you. Let them misunderstand you. Let them go. Because when you stop performing, the people who are meant for you will show up and they'll stay. So today's random thought is also a gentle reminder. You don't need to be liked by everyone to be worthy. You don't need to twist yourself into shapes you don't even recognize. You're already enough as you are. The right people will know that. And the rest, they're just not your audience. And that's okay. Thanks for hanging out with me again at Random Thoughts from A. If it's landed for you, if you've been struggling with approval identity, just know you're not alone. Be real, be kind, be you, and I'll catch you in the next episode.